Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. This episode of Jam Live features music by members of the volunteer organization Yukon Women in Music, or YWIM for short. A passionate group of female musicians started this organization in 1998 in order to foster the artistic development of women singer-songwriters in the territory. The group's activities include organizing concerts, workshops, and providing networking opportunities. About 30 women with musical interests ranging from songwriting to sound technology are actively involved with YWIM. For more than a decade, YWIM has enchanted their audiences with a unique blend of acoustic styles: roots, pop, rock, blues, country, bluegrass, just to name a few. The music resonates with the listeners because the artists' songs deeply reflect a way of life in the Canadian northern communities. In addition to many live performances, YWIM has released 3 CDs. By the way, the group's first CD, which was released in 2000, was recorded live here in Haines Junction. We are very happy to welcome YWIM back to perform its third CD release entitled Songrise. In March 2013, Barbara Chamberlain, BJ McLean, Erica Hayligers, Selena Hayligers, Kim Rogers and Suzanne Hingley performed at the St. Elias Convention Center.
I'm Kim Rogers from Whitehorse, of course, and pleased to entertain you tonight. I'm going to sing the song that's on the latest YWIM CD, Songrise. It's called I'm the Girl. And Selena Hayliger's hair is going to join me with some backup vocals here. So this tune is about having kind of a hopeless crush on an 80s rock guitarist guy. That's going back a ways.
Fire burns and you fall.
Thank you. This song's kind of an epic tune about Vikings or Viking mythology. And it's basically a song about a conversation that happens between a warrior who's dying on the battlefield and an angel who's going to take him to Valhalla, which is heaven. And it's kind of the way that they converse as he's getting ready to go to heaven.
Valhalla.
Valkyrie. Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Suzanne Hingley, and this is not my song. This is a song written by Billy Strange and Scott Davis. And when I'm finished, if you don't already know, I'll tell you who made it popular. Backdoor preacher preaching at me, oh, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed, eyes all red with the wine in his head, wishing he was dead when he ought to be heading for Sunday school. Clean up your home backyard. Oh, mister, don't you have none of your nights. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. A drugstore cowboy criticizing, all acting like he's better than you and me. Standing on the corner supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, he locks up tight and out go the lights, and he ducks out of sight, and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Clean up your home backyard. Oh, mister, don't you have me none of your nights. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Armchair quarterback always moaning, second-guessing people all day long, pushing, fooling, hanging on in, and always messing where he don't belong. When you get right down to the nitty-gritty, isn't it a pity that in this big city not a one a little man will admit it ever been a little bit wrong? Clean up your home backyard. Oh, mister, don't you have me none of your nights. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Clean up your home backyard. Well, you tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Thank you. That's an Elvis song. This song is not an old song. It's a relatively new song. It's by a singer called Kevin Quain, and he's out of Toronto, and fantastic performer. And when I first heard this song, I said, that's got to be an old traditional Irish song, and it wasn't. He's written it within the last few years, and it's called Mr. Valentine's Dead. It's a happy song. Mm-hmm. Mr. Valentine's dead and he's drinking Manhattans. He's singing a coal miner's tune in his daddy's tuxedo and his Fred Astaire shoes. He's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels are waiting. They're down at the end of the bar while they're drinking martinis and they're laughing at nothing, smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but that won't slow him down. He's determined to stay on his feet. And he bangs on the table, and he orders around, and he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead, and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. Now the angels are howling, and they're drinking tequila, and they're shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. And he hangs down his head and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he's never looked better. The priest will not see him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, 'cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Have you ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Not till he's finished his drink.
Okay, hello everybody. So this song, I wrote this just this past year, and it's actually a true story, and it's about this man from Tagish, who's no longer with us, and I consider him as one of Yukon's colorful 5%, and my daughter's going to join me on stage here singing harmonies. Anyways, this is for Ed Cole.
They were just 19, living inside a dream. She was working in the bar. He was singing for a new guitar. Wants to be a star. North to the midnight sun, singing his songs, hoping she would come. Their love was stronger than gold, but his lust for the road began to grow. She had to go. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. come drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac, we'll see new skies. Oh, Isabel. Jed, she said, you're so wild, so footloose, just like a child. Well, my new man who helps with the rent, my home with the white picket fence, makes perfect sense. For 30 years or more, he would show up at her front door with flowers in his aging hands. On his knees he would bend to make amends. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. Come drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac, we'll see new skies. Oh, Isabel. Jed, I know you love me true. Deep in my heart, I still love you. I dream of you every night. But our lives could have never been right. Come the morning light. Died early one morn, his aching heart, it was torn. In his arms tightly holding a new guitar, sweetly ringing as he left singing. Isabel, he cried, I'll love you until the day I die. Come drive away with me, just you and I. In my blue Cadillac, we'll see new skies. Oh, Isabel. Isabel.
Thank you. This next song I wrote a while back, I really feel strongly about the earth and nature and stuff like that. And I wrote this song about how people and the human race is just ruining it.
Let the wind carry you.
And though she is sad and wise, and the face of Mother Earth is streaked with tears, her body is crippled and old, and she's been through so much all these years, she's accepting what they foretold. Hearts of the people break as they realize her anguish, but their sadness and fear now has vanquished. They continue their march across her body, digging into her core and cut her limbs, but she doesn't stop, she just gives and gives. And the face of Mother Earth is streaked with tears, her body is crippled and old. She's been through so much all these years, she's accepting what they've foretold. The damage is done. Carry on, my wayward son.
Thank you. This is Jam Live, and you are listening to a performance by Yukon Women in Music, recorded in Haines Junction, Yukon.
Hello, Haines Junction.
Hi, BJ.
How you doing? I've missed you guys. I'm sorry I haven't made it out the last couple summers. First song I'm going to start with is actually the first song on the YWAM CD. It's not mine. It's written by Rose Kirshner. And when I first heard it, it really struck a chord for me. It's a bit about being outside the box. And I thought, huh, what do you know? Someone who thinks a little bit like I do. It's called Fireweed. Barb's gonna do a little harmony on this one. Selena, if you hear a spot, jump on in. Take a look, take a long steady look. Do you like what you see? I'm no garden variety. I know I was slash and burn, overgrown with fireweed. As a girl in the magazine, what about it anyway? Not the type to be silent, only see. So listen up, I've got something to say. This is your life, these are my words,
Forget everything you've ever heard. Be true to yourself. Walk your crooked line. You're more than a face lost in a crowd. You've got a chance to live out loud. You're somebody's friend. One of a kind. Take a look, take a long, steady look. Do you think you see right through? I can see your finger pointing right at me, but the other three are pointing back at you. Well, I might be a little rough around the edge, like a lesser traveled road. I'm no stranger to the solitary pledge, but what's the point of going it alone? This is your life, these are my words. Forget everything you've ever heard. Be true to yourself, walk out your desires. You're more than a face lost in a crowd. You've got a chance to live out loud. Be somebody's friend. Be one of a kind. Take a look. Take a long, steady look. Do you like what you see? I'm no garden variety. I know I'm a slash and burn, overgrown with fireweed, overgrown with fireweed, overgrown with fireweed.
Rose Kirshner song, check it out. Thank you.
So, speaking of Robbie, that's this next song. It's called Lilac Breeze. And Robbie had this great cabin in downtown Whitehorse, tucked away, older cabin with the biggest lilac trees I have seen anywhere in town.
Standing at your garden gate, lilacs on the way, lilac blooming at your door, babe, please come and stay. Summer breezes start to blow, gentle as could be. Standing at your garden gate, lilac on the breeze. Waiting at your cabin door, knowing you're not there. Lilac scent brings memories, stories that we share. And as the summer breezes blow, gentle as could be, waiting at your cabin door, lilac memories.
summer breezes blow, gentle as could be. Sweetly scented summer wind keeps you close to me. Lilac memories, lilacs on the breeze. My last song tonight is the song that's on the CD. It's called This Road. This road I'm traveling once used to know like back of my hand. Places will change, time rearranges the faces I understand. Well, I said that I'd be there before the first snow. Colors come from the trees. Time slips away day after day. No, you forgive me, I'm asking anyway, sing me home. You'll be there around the next corner with bells on. Tell me the stories of those that have passed and those that linger on. Well, I said that I'd be there before the first snow. Colors come from day after day. No, you forgive me, I'm begging anyway, sing me home. Sing me home. Build me a fire, touches the sky. Sing me a song, brings tears to my eyes. Tell me I've missed while I've been gone. Please sing me home.
Song is Sweet River. I've done it like in a band, and I've done it in the dark, and I'm going to do it in the dark now. It will be lots of fun. This is a song about being married and then realizing that it's over. And all right, it's called Sweet River.
Sweet River. Through my soul. Sweet river, come make me whole. My baby is leaving. He's on the last train. He'll be gone forever. Let it pour, let it rain. Sweet river, is it too late? Is he lover? You promised you care. You gave me your heart. Now I'm so scared. Don't say you're leaving. No, don't say goodbye. Don't walk out that door and let all of die. To be wrong, never wanted to be right. I was just living, and I never ever wanted you to be broken or angry and torn. You say that it's over, the feeling is gone, but I need you, and the world just keeps spinning around as you walk out that door. Was I too bad or too good to you? I look out my window and long to be free, but trouble and heartache are all that I see. Sweet river, is it too late?
So we're going to do a little song. I'm going to bring Kim Rogers back out here if she's available. This song is called Buckshot Betty. How many have been up to Buckshot Betty's up there on the border? You might know who I'm talking about. That girl never quits. Actually, when I first met Buckshot Betty, it was because I was the MC and she was a participant of a mud wrestling thing. They went to Dawson City in the summer. It was quite exciting. I didn't realize you had to buy special mud. So, live and learn. Anyway, I wrote this song about her because that girl can do anything, really, anything, as far as I can tell. So, a little Buckshot Betty.
Up near Alaska, there's a woman I know. She owns her own bakery and makes her own dough. She's rough and she's tough and she's always ready. She goes by the name of Buckshot Betty. Now Buckshot Betty stands 5'2". That don't matter, she'll take care of you. I've seen her at it under Yukon skies, hunting down wolves for her savory pies. She sneaks up behind them and next thing you know, they're set on the table with a glass of Bordeaux. Buckshot Betty. Buckshot Betty. Now Buckshot got her name one Midsummer's Eve. She was stirring up some trouble in her bakery. On the second cup of butter, she stopped mid-sway. Something bad was reeking, it was wafting her away. She turned around and reached for the bottle of clay. Then stopped and stared at the vision that swayed. It was big, it was greasy, it stood 6 feet cold. It was a grizzly with a hunger for a cinnamon roll. Well, Buckshot didn't blink, didn't even break a sweat. Grabbed the nearest sweet roll and chucked across the deck. Then she grabbed a rifle and pointed at its head. It took a look and with a roar, grabbed the roll and fled. Buckshot Betty is a woman I know.
Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot Betty is a woman. Buckshot Betty.
She's always Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot Betty. Betty can do anything, it's true, be it dancing on the table or making homebrew. She works all day and she works all night. Never seen her sleep, try though I might. She built a log cabin in 3 days flat, then baked 80 muffins and set 30 traps. Just before I went to sleep, her thought she did speak. She said, I wish there's something to do in Beaver Creek. Now Betty, she's a woman that's hard to please. Her heart's as big as the dream she sees. So if you've got a Harley and a bent to win her, give her a big kiss, she might keep you for the winter. Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot
Betty. Buckshot Betty. Buckshot
Betty.
Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot
Betty.
Buckshot Betty.
Buckshot Betty. And if you play your cards right, she'll take good care of you.
Well, this is a song about, I don't know if you guys have had that experience, but sometimes someone goes, you know, you shouldn't do it that way, you should do it this way, because this is how you should live your life. And what I have to say to them is, walk a mile in my shoes, because you don't really know what I'm going through.
If you think you can do so much better than me, walk a mile in my shoes. If you think you know just what I need, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a day, walk a while, when you get tired, you know just what you should do. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Mountain I climb, walk a mile in my shoes. If you think this heart beats so out of time, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a day, walk a while, and when you get tired, you know just what you should do. Walk a mile in my shoes. Thank you.
might walk a mile in my shoes.
If you think this heart beats so out of time,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a day, walk a while, when you get told you know just what you should do,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Whoa, I can't believe we're almost out of time. I hope you enjoyed the concert by Yukon Women in Music as much as I did. You'll find more information on the web at ywim.ca. That's ywim.ca. Jam Live is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. This show is produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for another episode of Jam Live.
When the call of the Yukon is calling me home, you're bound to find me on the road. When I'm sick of the sidewalk, forgetting around, you'll find me back on the uneven ground. When all of the people make me cold and alone, you'll find me back in my warm winter home. My Yukon gold, my Yukon home, I'm coming back to you. My Yukon gold, my Yukon home, I'm coming back. When the bright lights blind me, the midnight sun finds me and guides me home to the Yukon. When the wind takes pity on the still frozen air, it sweeps me away and I'm already there. When fools mine for gold, greed fills the gutters, I'll be mining for truth in the Yukon. My Yukon gold, my Yukon home, I'm coming back to you. My Yukon gold, my Yukon home, I'm coming back to you. But I must go and roam out there on my own.